Well, the morning after, just thoughts on Nick Petan's return last night after missing the prior 10?
I think Nick Petan in that line had a disproportionate amount of the offense of our group. I really like what they did. A lot of movement in the offense, the zone. He controls the puck exceptionally well. I like for a young player where he's at as a face-off percentage. So he's above average in that department relative to his peer group. So he came in like he had left. I thought he played very well.
How close are Mathias and Armia to returning?
Yeah, they're not far off now. We're at kind of this phase where we see how they feel the next day before we're going to make a decision on them. But they've driven hard down three practices. I wouldn't consider today's too lengthy a practice, but they're rounding nicely.
Any chance for either of them tomorrow?
Oh, there's always a chance.
Do you have any insight on why consistency from period to period continues to be a problem sometimes for this team?
Yeah, I've got a fairly detailed idea of what happens, and when you look at our first periods, our willingness to play a certain style of game is strong. If we could extend that number over three, we might be the best defensive team in the National Hockey League. But it's hard, and it's taxing. And we get into the second period. Now, there are some things offline, changes that loosen the game up in the second period. It's why in the overtime they switch ends. There are some technical things that we need to be better at. But the order of business there would be turnovers, shift length, penalties would be the cumulative reasons, part of the cumulative reasons why we're not as strong in the second. So developing that mindset and the identity of our group is a real challenge for us, and it's one we're focused on.
A complicated problem, but no quick fix then.
Well, a complex problem. Yeah.
Patrick talked today, and he kind of brought up the fact where he thought their shift lengths were getting a little bit long, and he's trying to manage that right now with his line. How do they do that? How do you try and help them do that?
Well, we keep a running track of that, so they're aware of it after every night. And it's one of the things that almost every young player of that kind. So most young players come into the league are offensive guys. There's not a lot of 18, 19-year-olds come in because they're great checkers. They come from a spot where a two-minute shift is pretty standard. And if they're very, very skilled, they haven't necessarily been on the puck or driving the game, right? They're finding their spots. So they're actually not tired after 45 seconds or unfortunately a minute. Getting them to understand the flow of the game and the flow of the benches and the energy level is all driven off shift length and then intensity on that puck. It takes longer for younger players to grab that. It's not just Patrick. I mean, we've been working with Mark on that for a couple of years. It's built into who they are. It's built into youth more than anything else.
How would you assess Dustin Byfuglien's game this season so far?
I think but probably very much like our team. I think we'll be careful with our assessment of the block of games. We ran him very hard. With Trouba not here and then Tolby missing just for a handful of games, his minutes were up, so there were parts of it I liked and parts that we want to try to improve him. I know he had the tough shot last night, but in the last three, a simpler game. So the last game he gets no points. The difference in that in the game before on there almost on exact plays is if Brian Little scores on the breakaway pass from Dustin or if Dustin finishes on the backdoor play. So he had almost identical plays that didn't go, and that really should be the difference in his points. But I think Dustin's a relaxed man, but really feels that he needs to make an impact on the game. He understands the resources allocated to him. You see it with defensemen that change contracts. They try to press the issue. That would be the area of his game, I think, that he's managed better in the last three. But we also put him in that position. You're going to run a guy 30 minutes a night. He's going to feel like he has to do something, and I don't know that we helped him with that.
Paul, do you think a little bit more intensity creeps in tomorrow night, just the fact Sure. Back-to-back.
Second of back-to-backs for us, it's the last one before we go home, so it's the light at the end of the tunnel for a young group of guys that are pretty excited about Christmas. The old guys, life's taken the joy of Christmas out of it. The young guys are pretty excited to get home, so yeah, I think it is. We really liked the first 28 minutes of our game. Felt we came off that intensity, specifically in the latter part of that second period. So we'll be back on it tomorrow.